grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ has said to us this evening in our Gospel reading from St. Matthew concerning why he wanted John the Baptist to baptize him, God's own Son. He said, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." And this got me to wondering, how can I explain to you this righteousness thing that Jesus had to fulfill at his baptism? Righteousness is simply the state of being righteous, in the sense of being in a right relationship with other people. It's not to be right or to be just in a legal sense. It's often used to designate one's state or, quote, the equality or state of being morally correct and justifiable. It can be considered identical to being righteous and being upright. But what it boils down to is your relationship with God is a wonderful, pure, and perfect relationship, all on account of Jesus' sacrifice for you. This righteousness is very important to understand. For it is that we, you and I, who are the benefactors of all God has done for mankind. Those two words should resonate loudly in your ears. For you. Take for me as his dear child. So Jesus' baptism was absolutely necessary to fulfill all righteousness. It was necessary that people, this is the first-hand account of Matthew, he saw this. And he's telling you that the Trinity, the Holy Trinity, was assembled that day and continues to give you the blessedness and all righteousness now and forever. Now also from this gospel reading, we garner other blessed examples, such as the fact that Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan, to John, to be baptized by him. That's an awesome tidbit to consider. Jesus, who is God in the flesh, journeyed from the region of Galilee to go to John the Baptist so that he could baptize him. Talk about humility. Talk about stooping from on high to be given grace by a mere man. God allowed a man to baptize him. This is really quite important. Considered by many, this pericope, these passages for today, are thought to be of the utmost and crucial knowledge from God. For by Jesus' being baptized and how we are baptized in just a like manner, with the presence of the Holy Spirit, a baptism we share with him who died to save us, Jesus' baptism was more than necessary to fulfill our righteousness. It was vital. It was completed by God in the exact same way the blessings of forgiveness of our sins, the rescuing us from sin, death, and the devil, and the procurement of everlasting life, which is given for you. It's given at your baptism. It's real, and it's forever. Can't you see Jesus went to where worship was taking place to be baptized. Jesus went to the man instructed and called by God to be just the instrument of God's own hand in pouring out the powerful divine gifts that are received by holy baptism. You know, we're supposed to well imitate Jesus Christ in our own lives. We're to make that tedious and courageous journey to the font, to the place where worship is taking place, to the place where for sure and for certain God in three persons is present, and to hear that booming voice of God speak to you of his never-ending salvation, which is for you. There's one other important facet of this pericope you ought to get a clearer understanding of, and that's how, when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him, and behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." It happened to you the very same way at your baptism. It happened when I was baptized, and every single person baptized in the name of the triune God. Heaven. Heaven became opened to you. That is, when this life is over here on earth, you immediately are taken to the glorious heavenly realm to walk alongside your Lord and Savior. Because of your baptism, all the glories of heaven are yours. You can be assured by the very promises of God that heaven has been prepared for you. Then, just as it happened at Jesus' baptism, the Spirit of God descends upon you at your baptism. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit comes for you, where he's going to reside with you forever, and he'll enlighten you with his gifts. He will sanctify you and keep you in the one true faith. And then, maybe the best part, God the Father looks at you coming up out of the water of holy baptism, and he declares you to be his dear child, and boy, is he ever pleased with you. Now, you do not need to have another baptism. The one you have received has accomplished all these things promised by God. But let me let you in on just a little not so secret bit of God's good news. You want to see it all happen all over again, what happened at your baptism? Wouldn't you love to just see that? Would you like to partake of the blessings of holy baptism once again for yourself? Come to church, and you do. But come and see another child of God created at their baptism. Come experience the pouring out of the blessings upon blessings here at this font. What a glory to behold for you. For in the name of Christ Jesus we pray. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.